showing.
This is Kathleen Crippen. I'm interviewing Earl Waltz today, who joined the club in 1987. And he has some very exciting stories to tell us. And first, we're going to talk about Explore Ohio.
It was good because it was only taking place once a month. And I was working at the time, and getting a weekend off could get complicated. So just planning a weekend and going was a good experience. Travel. Lots later, I got into elder hostels, and that was travel too. But we stayed with an elder hostel. We were there for a week, but with Explore Ohio, we were there for the weekend. And sharing the driving with Lou Shanker made it a lot easier than if you were doing it all yourself. As long as Lou could put up with me being a backseat driver.
Yes. Did you lead some of those hikes for Explore Ohio?
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that.
I think I did Hamilton County, which is Cincinnati, Ishtabula County, which included Conneaut, where I grew up, mm-hmm. and North Kingsville. And then, where else? I can't remember.
That's good. Yeah. Did the hiking club go overseas travel too? Did you go to the hiking club?
Yes. Cecil and Joanne Dobbins. Okay. But Cecil led hikes in Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
And so I went there 1 year.
Oh, nice.
That was very good. As long as you enjoyed hiking up a mountain. But he had planned routes that weren't that strenuous, so we did okay. And then when we came back from there, we came down through Italy and flew back from Italy. That was a nice drive.
Sounds very memorable for you.
Yes.
Wonderful time. Yes. So Ruth had mentioned to me something about a pink parasol, and you sort of remember that.
Vaguely, yes.
Okay. You might have carried one?
Might have carried one, yes.
Okay. Was that mostly on local hikes here in Cleveland?
No.
No? Okay. Just around.
I don't know. Somehow I came across it and decided to carry it along. Yeah, I worked on, I started at elder hostels when I retired and worked my way. My youngest son was living down in Florida, so I could start out in December and do programs along the coast going south toward Florida, then cut over to where they lived in Boca Raton and spend the holidays with them and maybe do some pole programs down in Florida and then work my way back up a little more to the west. And that was a good way to travel. Had to plan it ahead where you're going to be.